It is great to see so many faces and even some different faces for friends and family of those who are getting baptized tonight. We have 10 baptizees, 10 baptismal candidates. They have already made it through the gauntlet of my questions in previous interviews, but I'm going to have some more questions for them tonight to answer in front of everyone so that they can make their public profession of faith. They all know that what that means is then you know that they're Christians. They know as soon as they commit themselves to Christ in front of everyone and obey him in baptism, that you should be able to look at them as a young Christian man or a young Christian woman. So among the 10 who are being baptized tonight, I think the youngest is 5 and the oldest is around 45. So we've got an age range. We do get a number of questions about why we would baptize somebody even as young as 5 or 9, 11, 13, 15. And part of that is because, especially in Romans chapter 6, it describes how when we are facing temptations to sin, we're to think about our baptism. Don't you know that those of us who have been baptized have died with Christ and then been raised with him to walk in newness of life? And lots of us have experience in churches where you don't let someone get the weapon of baptism. You don't let them have the spiritual weapon of thinking about their baptisms until they have proven that they already don't need it. So if part of the strategy of fighting temptation and our sanctification is remembering the reality of our baptism, then we want our young people who profess faith to be able to have that weapon to use. We don't ask them to prove that they can hammer in a nail without a hammer before we give them a hammer. We want them to have the hammer for sake of driving that sanctification nail home. So that said, there are some minimal requirements, and those include professing faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that you're a sinner, knowing the consequences of sin, and then knowing who Jesus is and what he has done for us. So especially for some of those who are younger, I have a variety of questions for them to answer. They don't have testimonies. Our 5-year-old does not have a testimony about finally getting out of the crack house and turning his life over to Jesus after decades of misery and sin. But he does still have a testimony of faith in Christ. And so from him on up, we'll ask them some questions and then we'll let them be baptized in the name of the Lord. Okay, can you tell us your name?
My name is Luke Walton.
Excellent. And Luke, are you in kindergarten?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Luke, why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because I want to be a Christian and believe in God.
Okay. You want to be a Christian and believe in God. Good. And in particular, God sent someone. He sent his son. And what was his son's name?
God.
He was God, right? Jesus. Yeah, okay. Jesus is his son's name. And what did Jesus do?
He died on the cross and rose again on the third day.
Excellent, yeah. So he died on the cross. Do you know why he died? What did he die for? He died for our what?
For our sins.
For our sins. And what does sin mean?
Lying.
Lying is a great example of sinning, yep. And the Bible says that if you sin, you deserve death.
Yeah.
So have you ever sinned, Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of us have sinned, so it's not something unique to you. So we have all sinned, so we all deserve death, and that's why it's so important that Jesus died for us, right?
Yeah.
And you said something else happened to him, so he's not still dead?
No.
No? What happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
He rose again on the third day, and so we trust in him. He promises us salvation if we believe in him. So you would like all of these people to know that you are a believer in Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have some kindergarten teachers, so they might say, Luke, we saw you get baptized, so you need to obey like a Christian young man. That's good with you? Yeah. That's very good. Luke, based on your public profession of faith, he is here. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell us your name?
Calvin.
Calvin. I also have a son named Calvin, and I love it. So Calvin Dilworth, and Calvin's older sister is going to get baptized not very long from now as well. So great. So Calvin, why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because I believe in Jesus and I want to obey him.
Okay, you believe in Jesus and you want to obey him. So what is so significant about Jesus?
He's God.
He is God, yep. He took on flesh. And then what did Jesus do when he took on flesh and he was here on earth?
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross. Had he ever sinned?
No.
No, so he didn't deserve to die, but they put him to death. And is he still dead?
No. He rose again the third day.
He rose again on the third day, that's right. And so he died, and he died for our sins. Can you tell me what it means to sin?
Doing something bad.
Yeah. And who tells us what is sin? Who tells us what's bad?
God.
Yeah, God himself. He gave us a book to tell us what is sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Bible. So, Calvin, have you ever sinned?
Yes.
Yeah. So you deserve death, but you believe in Jesus that he died for your sins. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So does baptism save you?
No.
No. What do you need to do to get salvation from God? Do you have to pay him like $1 million?
No.
No. Do you have to go to the top of a mountain and find a special flower and rescue a princess?
No.
No. What do you have to do?
I have to pray.
Okay, sure. Pray, ask him, and in particular to believe that Jesus is God and that he died on the cross for our sins. So you would like all of these people out here to know that you are a believer in Jesus?
Yes.
Okay. Now, because you are homeschooled, you spend a lot of time at home. Your mom and dad are there too. So, like, they're going to know that you're a Christian young man. And they're going to say, Calvin, you've been baptized. You believe in Jesus. You need to obey. You're good with that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. They are as well. They're very excited for you. Okay, Calvin. Based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell us your name?
Hannah Dilworth.
Hannah Dilworth. So you know that guy that just got baptized. Yeah, good. Okay, Hannah, why would you like to get baptized tonight?
So I can show others that I am a Christian and that I want others to know that I am a Christian.
Okay, you want others to know that you're a Christian. Good. What does it mean to be a Christian?
To believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
Okay, believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Good. Now, was Jesus just a regular guy?
No, he was God's perfect son.
God's perfect son. Yeah, that is key, isn't it? That he didn't sin. And so when he died, he could be a sacrifice, a substitute for us. Yeah. So is he still dead?
No, he rose again on the third day.
Rose again on the third day. Good. And you want to let everyone know that you believe in Jesus. So have you sinned?
Yes.
Yeah. And we talked about what do sinners deserve?
Death.
Death. which is why it's so important that Jesus died for us in our place. So you love Jesus, you trust him for your salvation, and you want everybody, your family, to know that you want to learn as a disciple of Jesus to follow him and obey him the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Hannah, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell us your name?
Ariana Garnett.
Ariana Garnett, but she did tell me that I could call her Aria if I wanted to. She likes Aria, so I've been practicing that for the last 15 minutes to call you Aria. Okay, Ariana, you go to ECS, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what grade are you in?
Third.
Third grade, good. So your teacher is?
Mrs. Herr.
She might be here tonight. She might be watching.
Yeah.
Are your parents here?
Yeah.
Yeah, your parents are here too? Okay, so lots of people are watching, good. So why do you want to get baptized tonight, Aria?
So that people know that I'm a Christian.
Okay. People know you're a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian?
That I can have communion with the church, and I think that's all.
Okay. Yeah, to be able to have communion, because our church has communion every week.
Uh-huh.
And so you see people having it and want to participate in that. That's good. So can you tell me what the bread and what the cup represent?
The bread is when Jesus said, "This is my body," and the wine is when he said, "This is my blood."
Right. So communion reminds us of his death for us. So Jesus was who?
The Son of God.
Okay. And he died on the cross. And he died on the cross for what? He died for our
sins.
And what does it mean to sin?
It means you're disobeying God's law.
Okay, disobeying God's law. Exactly right. So it's not like we decide what is sin or not. God tells us what is sin. And he says that sinners deserve what?
Death.
Death. Which is why it's so important to know that Jesus died in our place. So then, is he still dead? Did he stay in the grave?
No, he rose on the third day.
Right. And he will come back to get us at the right time. So that is encouraging. So you would like everybody to know that you believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
And that you want to be able to share communion with the church.
Yeah.
And that means that, you know, tomorrow, if you disobey, your mom and dad might say, "Aria, you're a Christian young woman. You have been baptized. You've professed your faith. So you should obey Jesus." You're good with that kind of accountability?
Yeah.
Mrs. Herr might write your name on the board. Double check marks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not. Yeah. But just in case. Yeah. Well, definitely something to celebrate your profession of faith. So. All right. Based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right. Can you tell us your name, young man?
Osro Moore.
Osro Moore. Good. Osro, you are a classmate of Aria, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so also third grade. So I happen to see Mrs. Herr, like, just straight away. And I mean, I saw your parents here earlier as well, so I don't know where they're sitting, but oh, now I see them because the phones are up, right? Yeah, good. Excellent. Okay, Osro, why would you like to be baptized tonight?
It's because I want to have communion and I want to know that people know that I'm Christian.
Okay, you want to have communion and you want other people to know that you are a Christian. Good. Okay, so what's it mean to be a Christian?
It means to be a Christian, to follow the Lord.
Okay, follow the Lord. Good. In particular, not just following him, but believing in him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we believe the Lord, and in particular, we believe in the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And what is so significant about Jesus? Who is he? What did he do?
He died on the cross and rose again on the third day.
Okay, as God, right? So as God-man, he died on the cross and rose again on the third day. Why did he die? Had he sinned?
No.
No? Okay, so why did he die? Who did he die for?
He died for our sin?
Yeah, he died for us, for our sins, yeah. So what does it mean to sin?
Like
an example. Can you think of an example of a sin?
Your mom tells you to go clean your room and you don't do it.
Okay. When your mom tells you to go clean your room and you don't do it, that is not honoring your mother and your father, right? God says to do that. So God's word tells us a variety of things that are disobedience. And so when we disobey, that's sin. And we deserve death when we sin. So, Azra, have you sinned?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, right? Me too. So we need Jesus who died in our place for our sin. So you said he rose again on the third day. Good. And how do you get that salvation? Do you have to pay God a whole bunch of money?
No.
Like go on a really long trip and like feel sad all the time? Do you have to, what do you have to do to be saved?
You have to pray.
Okay, yep. So actually it's as simple as asking him to save you. But you're asking him to save you because you believe. And you've said that you believe Jesus is God, that he died on the cross and rose again from the grave, right? So you believe and you pray and ask for him to forgive you for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you would like all the people to know that you believe in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that you're a Christian, and that you want to have communion with the whole church.
Yes.
Good. All right. Then, Azra, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, tell us your name.
Hannah Fink.
Hannah Fink, okay. So there's a bunch of siblings from your family getting baptized tonight, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very exciting. Okay, so Hannah, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because God commands it.
Okay. And nobody else has answered that answer yet so far, and that is completely true. So we were talking about in the pre-service meeting, none of these young people invented the idea of baptism. So none of, like, right? The pastors didn't invent baptism. We read that Jesus commands it for his disciples. Good. So what is so significant about Jesus? Why do we care to obey what he says?
Because he's mighty and we have to obey him, or else we'll go to hell.
Okay. He's what did you say at the beginning? He's what?
He's mighty.
He's mighty. Okay. And if we don't obey him, we actually go to hell. Yeah. So he's mighty. He's God's son. And so if we don't obey God, then we deserve punishment. Yeah. And in particular, we deserve punishment for what?
Death.
That death is the punishment, and we deserve death when we do what?
When we sin.
When we sin, right. And like, what's a sin? Do you have any examples of sin that you can think of?
Hitting people.
Hitting people, at least. If you're angry, right? God says, don't be angry. Anger is a thing that leads to murder. Hitting is a way that can lead to that as well. Right. So hatred or anger, these are sins. Hitting is a way that it comes out. Good. And so when we sin, whether that's in our conduct or whether that's with our words, or we can even sin in our thoughts, right? We can envy. We can be bitter. These are sins. Those deserve death. But so Jesus died so that we don't have to. He paid our penalty for us. So, is he still dead?
No.
Okay, what happened to him?
He rose.
He rose again? Yeah. And what? We actually celebrate a special holiday for when Jesus rose from the dead. Do you remember what that's called?
Easter.
Yeah. Lots of people, when they get up here, they forget that that's Easter. It's a whole special day. Yeah, Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. Yeah, and in fact, every Sunday is kind of a mini celebration that he rose from the dead. Yeah, that's why we meet in his name. So you would like all of these people to know that you believe in Jesus and that you want to follow him for the rest of your life. Learn to obey him in all things. Okay. Hannah, that's excellent. Hannah, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell us your name?
Abigail.
Okay, and you know that young lady that just got baptized?
Yes.
Yes, excellent. She's your younger sister. Good. Okay, so Abigail, why would you like to be baptized tonight?
To publicly say that I am a Christian and because it's obeying God.
Okay. To publicly proclaim that you're a Christian and that and as you do that, you are obeying God who said to do that. That's right. So as we obey him, we get dunked underwater and then we come back up. Why? What's that a picture of? Why is that so significant?
It signifies dying with Christ and rising through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Okay, yeah. So he died and was buried and rose again. And then we believe that if you go down into the water, that's like being buried, a picture of that, with Jesus, like you said, and then coming back up and being resurrected to walk in new life with him. Good. How? So does this water save you?
No.
Okay, so yeah, it's not... It's Marysville water. It's no, it's barely allowed to be in here, let alone anything super special about it. So it's not the water that saves you. It's a picture of your salvation in Christ.
Yeah.
So how does a person get saved? What do they do to become a Christian?
By repenting of their sins and believing on Christ.
Okay. Repenting and believing. These are the basics, right?
Yeah.
So can you tell me what is sin and how do you repent from sin?
Sin is breaking God's laws, and repenting is asking God to forgive you.
Okay. So you sin by disobeying what he said. Repenting is turning away from that.
Yes.
Yeah, confessing that and repenting. And then believing in him and believing that Jesus died and rose again. So you want all of these people, you have family and the rest of the church family here as well, you want them all to know that you are with Christ, that you are identified with him in his death and his resurrection, so that you will learn to obey him in not just baptism, but in all the things as a disciple. Okay, good. Abigail, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, young man, can you tell us your name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Gabriel Fink is the oldest of the three Finks getting baptized tonight. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to have siblings get baptized on the same night. That's great. So, Gabriel, why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because it's what God commands in Scripture and is the next step as a believer.
Okay.
One of the next steps.
So, what God commands, again, we're not... Who would come up with this on their own man-made system?
Nobody.
Right. Yeah, so this is what God tells us to do in his word. And then your second answer was you want to obey him. And this is the next step. Yeah. So as a disciple. So following him. So how do you become, I guess, a disciple of Christ?
By repenting and believing.
Okay. Yeah. Turn from sin. Repent. And believe. And in particular, what is it that Christians believe?
Well, they believe that Christ died and rose again on the third day.
Yeah. So it's significant that he's God's son, significant that he was sinless, and then he died in that sinless state. So he wasn't paying for his own sins. He could pay then for other people's sins. He could pay for our sins, yeah. So he died and then rose again on the third day, which... verified that he was who he said he was and showed that the Father was pleased with his sacrifice. Yeah. So have you sinned? You've repented then? You repent from your sin and you're looking to Christ for sake of your salvation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other things that you need to do to be saved? You said there's more to do once you're saved.
Right.
But there's nothing else you need to do to be saved?
No.
So you don't have to get a job or... You don't have to pay money to your parents or to God. There's no works, no special works that you have to do?
No.
No. It's believing. Yeah, so any of the people who are here tonight could believe, turn from their sin, believe in Christ. That's the good news of the gospel. Yeah. So you want them all to know, your family, that I mean, you have made a profession, you know, a while ago, so they're already expecting you to act like a Christian.
Correct.
But this even more so, having been baptized, is something to look at and say, Gabriel, you've identified with Christ in front of everybody, and so you need to learn to obey him. You're good with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Gabriel, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, I feel like letting the younger people say their names gets them warmed up to the having to speak in front of the microphone, but this is Casey McGee. So I'm going to ask you other questions.
Okay.
Then your name.
All right.
Good. I will start with why you want to be baptized tonight.
Because I'm ready to profess my faith in a public forum.
Okay. Yeah, this is, I mean, there could be more people. I guess if we had more seats, it could be more public. I think it's going out over the internet as well. So anybody has access to it, and everybody who is here tonight. Good. So you have known about Christ for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So could you tell us some of your testimony? Like how did you get to here tonight?
Started out young. I went to church and then ceased going around middle school, I suppose. And then kept faith but didn't go. Then in 2015 and 2016, I started getting more politically minded and started seeing true evil. Started listening to political podcasts, and podcasters I was listening to happened to be Christian. So I decided to start reading again. Started with Proverbs and thought, wow, this is good. And then went to Ecclesiastes and got sad, and then just continued on. And then in 2020 and 2021, things got real bad. And I was going to be forced to get vaccinated at my job. And then I heard that the Bones down the street, who we've known for about 30 years, were going through the same thing. And so I went over there and they helped me out. And so I was able to dodge the vaccine. And then they asked me to come. And so my mom and I are coming here every Sunday.
Come to church, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's been great. Thank all of you. You guys have been great. Very welcoming.
Okay.
That's it right there.
So you, again, have known about Christ, but have in particular recently wanted to obey in baptism to make sure that everybody knew. Make that profession public.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you would agree that you are a sinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that there's no works that you can do that would save yourself.
No.
Yeah. So Jesus is God in flesh. He paid the penalty. He paid the sacrifice.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, part of the responsibility that comes with the public profession is that in many ways this is a beginning, and Gabriel even was talking about how this is in many ways the beginning of a life of learning to obey. Mm-hmm. And that's a good accountability that you're ready for. You're ready to continue to learn to obey.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Casey, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is Adam Giddings. And I don't know, did you start coming to TEC around 2020 as well? Was it before
I don't think it was before that. It was probably around 2020.
Okay. Yeah.
2021.
Yeah. Okay. So I have actually known some other members of your family and your extended family longer than I've even known you, but known you for now a couple years. And so the number of people that have been praying for you in particular that are around me is high.
There is a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah. And every Sunday that you came, or not maybe every Sunday, but a bunch of Sundays, people would come up to me afterwards and like, oh, I'm so glad you said that and Adam was here to hear that thing or whatever it was. Yeah, so even, you know, on the ground in real time, people praying for you and wanting for your heart to be clearly Christ. So here you are. Why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Well, I just want everybody to know that I truly, at this point in my life, believe in Jesus Christ. I mean, I am a real believer. This is going to be my life.
Yeah. This is going to be my life. That's a great summary. So are there any parts in your testimony that you think would be helpful for other people to hear? Because again, you have been around church, you have been around, you've heard Bible lessons, you've known about Jesus. So anything that you think would be helpful for other people?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I disappeared from church for, gosh, a long time. I mean, I grew up going. And I guess obviously back then I wasn't full, you know, I wasn't a believer. Figured I had things under control. Got into bad things, nothing good. But, you know, I'm just, at this point in my life, I just think that understanding that I am not in control of my life and that God is a good thing.
Yeah. That's strangely hard for human beings to come to that actual realization.
Yeah, to lose control. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. While at the same time, there's nothing, there isn't any more comforting truth than coming to the God of the Bible who reveals himself and says he is in control and that he has purposes, that he has plans and gives us his truth, you know, for understanding things and then his spirit to dwell in us and even family and church family to give us encouragement, kick us in the pants when we need that. So, yeah, you want this to be your life as a disciple of Christ.
Correct.
Yeah. So he has, you believe he's died on the cross for your sins. You acknowledge your sin.
That. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that he has risen again from the grave and that you now walk in that new resurrection life that he has brought you into as well.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else that you can think of that you'd want to say?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, praise God.
Yeah, praise God for all this.
For his work in your life and bringing you to this point. And it is my privilege, Adam, based on your public profession of faith, to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is the church's responsibility to now pray for those who have been baptized, profess their faith. It is our responsibility to hold them to God's word, the standards in God's word, and to obeying what Christ has said. They have obeyed in baptism, and now they need to obey in all the things that he's commanded. That's the Great Commission, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded. So baptism is a good start. Many of them have already been, even there in Christian homes, so they're learning the life of obedience to Jesus, but we're responsible to pray for them and to encourage them and then even to hold them to account when that is necessary, just like it's beneficial for all of us. So I regularly tell those who get baptized, they're known up front. I'm like, I'm up in front of people all the time, and you know what? They expect me to act like a Christian. So even if you're not in front, up in front on a regular basis, you are up in front in this public profession. So live like a Christian by God's grace. And that is what our prayer for them is. And so when we're done singing a couple songs, that's going to be it for tonight. So find those who were baptized, give them some encouragement, maybe a hug, and let them know that you will be praying for them. And I'm going to pray for them even right now. Father, thank you for this opportunity to let young and older be able to profess their faith in your Son. And that is pleasing to you, however encouraged we are by it. And I am guessing that many parents, neighbors, friends, grandparents, were very encouraged to hear their loved one profess faith in your Son. But no one pleased more than you at the faith that is a gift and the obedience that you are enabling. So I do ask for all 10, for Luke and Calvin and Hannah and Aria and Azaro and Hannah and Abigail and Gabriel and Casey and Adam, that you would keep their faith, keep them in the faith, that you would grow them up into Christ-likeness day by day, and worship service by worship service, prayer by prayer, and even let us as their brothers and sisters be a constant source of encouragement to stimulate their faith to love and good works. Thank you again for their courage levels to be able to stand in front of others and make this profession. Bless them as they have obeyed you and praised your Son and his work. It's all because of him, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.